From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Begin with the U.S. presidential race and potentially damaging allegations emerging involving Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Multiple women are accusing Trump of groping or kissing them on an airplane inside Trump Tower in New York and at his club in Florida. Trump, his lawyers, and his campaign overnight strongly denying that took place. A Clinton campaign statement called the new allegations disturbing. Trump and Clinton have their final nationally televised debate in 6 days. The election is November the 8th. On another front, Trump is vowing to finish his run for the White House on his own terms. Trump appears unconcerned that many Republican leaders have abandoned his campaign following news stories about his past statements demeaning women. He told a rally in Florida that he is still in the race to win.
Tell you what, folks, this is the last time you'll ever have a chance to save our country. That's not going to happen anymore. You won't be able. The numbers will be too great. Already, the Republican nominee has a massive disadvantage. And especially when you have the leaders not putting their weight behind the people.
A new wave of new opinion polls show Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, surging to a greater lead over Trump. The Real Clear Politics average of polls gives Clinton a 6.2 percentage point national lead. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck 3 radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. The U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. The U.S. officials told VOA the attack was the second aimed at the same ship in the past 4 days.